NPR is celebrating its 50th anniversary by looking back at the moments that shaped the year 1971. Now, when Soul Train was first nationally broadcast on October 2nd of that year, there was nothing like it on TV. NPR's Sam Sanders examines what the show meant then and now, and whether a Soul Train today would actually work.
Soul Train, as a show, was a very simple idea. Very pretty, cool people, mostly black, dancing to very good music. Also mostly black. And a very charismatic host with colorful suits and a perfect afro as your guide.
Hey, man, welcome aboard. I can guarantee you'll enjoy the ride, especially if you like your soul ice cold, because none other than the Iceman himself is going to be looking you right dead in your eyes after this very important message.
But when Don Cornelius began Soul Train, no one had ever really executed this very simple idea on a national stage before. Before Soul Train, there were song and dance shows with live performances, but they were mostly white.
Welcome aboard a Saturday afternoon American Bandstand with a very special salute today.
So when Don Cornelius was pitching the show to stations across the country, he initially got some resistance.
There were a lot of stations that did not feel justified in clearing a program like Soul Train, which targeted minorities. And many of those who did clear it did not want to clear it in a quote-unquote good time period.
That was Don Cornelius in an interview with CNN in 1995. But he also said in that interview, the struggle to get Soul Train on the air was worth it.
We found a need in the early 70s in our culture, the African-American culture, that African-Americans could directly and easily relate to. And we served it.
On Soul Train, even the commercials were super black, because Johnson Products was sponsoring the show. There's just one ad that really stands out for me. It's for Afro-Sheen, this black hair care product. And in the ad, the ghost of Frederick Douglass is talking about the way hairstyles are a sign of respectability. It's wild.
Are you going to go out into the world with your hair looking like that?
Well, Mr. Douglass, you know, times have changed. We wear the natural now.
You call that a natural? That's a mess. I've been watching the progress of our people, and I'm quite familiar with the natural. And I'm also aware that it is worn as an outward expression of pride and dignity.
And I should be clear here, Soul Train wasn't only black. One of the show's most popular dancers was Rosie Perez. And perhaps one of my favorite Soul Train performances came from Elton John. He was sitting behind a big piano wearing this green crushed velvet suit with a big old green crushed velvet hat, looking right at home.
Benny on the Jets.
Something Soul Train was also really good at was having artists open up after a live performance. There's this one moment after Marvin Gaye performs on Soul Train, and he's taking questions from the audience, and he's just so cool and laid back and kind of oversharing.
Hi, my name is Dwayne, and I'd like to know, what are some of your hobbies, you know, like besides singing, because I know you like to sing, and, you know, what else do you like to do besides singing at your spare time?
Well, I'm kind of sensual, you know, and I enjoy.
You know, I'm so much.
I enjoy. I like fooling around.
This was a winning formula, an appointment viewing for many across the country every weekend. Erica Blount Denoir wrote a book all about Soul Train. It's called Love, Peace, and Soul, and she remembers how special it was for her every weekend.
As an audience member in your own house, you felt like you were part of this whole, you know, party. So much that my sister and I would actually get dressed up when we watched the show. We also had a crush on several of the artists. So, you know, as a kid, you sort of think, can they see us? I don't know.
Save for those commercials, there wasn't a big message on top of Soul Train. There was no plot. The only point the show was trying to prove was that Black Joy is good TV. And that really anyone would love to watch really cool people dance to good songs. Hanif Abdurraqib wrote about Soul Train in his recent book of essays, A Little Devil in America. And he says that was the point.
Because it wasn't asking much of me other than, isn't this beautiful? This is, in a way, it was evangelizing for a very simple, joyful aesthetic. And not asking much of anyone but, hey, look at this thing. Isn't this miraculous?
Soul Train was, in many ways, miraculous, but it didn't last forever. Don Cornelius stopped hosting in 1993, and several hosts that came after him never really recaptured that spark he brought. But even before that, the show had slowly begun to lose its appeal. in part because Cornelius didn't like hip-hop. And channels like BET and MTV, which played music videos all the time, they became big competition. One thing I've noticed, ever since Soul Train went off the air, there's never been another Soul Train since. That black, that beautiful in its simplicity. Hanif Abdurraqib noticed that too.
The desire to have a capital M message is perhaps higher now than it was. For better or worse, sometimes immensely worse, as we know by the execution of some TV shows. And I don't know if Soul Train would survive the attention span of people who are looking for more.
The space where dance really thrives now, online at least, is TikTok. And those videos aren't even close to an hour long. But you can see old Soul Train clips there. Folks have uploaded them. Because of the platform, they aren't really that long, maybe a minute. But there's this one that I love. It's got Don Cornelius introducing a James Brown song.
Get up off of that thing.
And then there's just dancing for that 1 minute. It's not choreographed. It's all very freestyle. And these aren't dances anyone learned by watching some instructional video. There are no logos, no links to anything. It wasn't made for an algorithm. Just music and dance and black joy. Get up off of that thing. And you know, even decades later, on this platform Don Cornelius could have never imagined, Soul Train works. Sam Sanders, NPR News. Get up off of that thing. Try to release that pressure.